The Patriot Escape Award of the Day comes up in about a half hour. Give you a chance to win that 3-day trip to Monterey Bay. We're just in the third week now of 12 weeks worth of those giveaways. Pleasure to have you along with us here this morning on AM 840 The Patriot. One of the great actors, certainly of my memory, is Leonard Nimoy. I guess I see him as such a great actor because he was in one of my favorite television series.
He's heroic today.
Absolutely. And one of my favorite movie series, Star Trek. But he is going to hang up his Spock ears for good. Well, he's 79 years of age now. And he's announced he's retiring from show business as well as the Star Trek convention circuit. Did you ever go watch the latest Star Trek that I suggested you watch?
I did not. Sorry.
My gosh, it's a terrific movie, Tim.
Okay.
One of the best movies I've seen in a long, long time in that genre. That was the last public acting role that he's done. He's going to hang up his ears for good now.
Live long and prosper.
Thank you, I shall. Meantime, William Shatner is on the stage singing, if you can call it that. This was on Lopez Tonight, last night on TBS. When he debuted his duet with the Taiwanese Susan Boyle, Lin Yu Chun. This is that young, chubby little Asian kid that has this terrific voice. And so they made their debut last night singing singing Total Eclipse of the Heart last night. I'm not kidding.
That's
listen to this.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, let's do this. Determined yet which one is William Shatner and which one is Chun?
Yeah. Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of all the years have gone by.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit terrified and then I see the look in your eyes.
Turn around, bright eyes.
Every now and then I fall apart.
Turn around, bright eyes.
Kid, so what my wife's sending me a message right now saying that kid gives me goosebumps. He is amazing. But I'm telling you, William Shatner is holding his own. I mean, if you could see it, you'd know what I'm talking about. I'm letting it go because William Shatner has a solo here I want you to hear coming up in just a second. One of his best performances. Here it comes. Very touching. Listen up.
Once upon a time, I was falling in love. But now I'm only falling apart.
That crowd sounds like a Beatles concert. William Shatner is still the man with the ladies, huh? Well, listen, there was something else on television last night that was quite an interesting selection of music and performers. As last night, it was on American Idol, Idol Gives Back. Have you ever wondered if anyone could ever do Stairway to Heaven as good as Led Zeppelin did? Of course, you have to know that there is no way anyone could ever redo that song and have it be anything close to the quality of the very first one, the original. I'll tell you, though, Mary J. Blige did a version of it last night, though, that I gotta give her props for. Listen to what she did with Stairway to Heaven.
Cover a classic like that,
especially when especially when you're an R&B female singer.
Yeah.
All two paths you can go by, but in the long run,
That's Not Bad. She is an amazing talent. I never imagined her doing a song like that, but she really, really makes it work. Let me play you a little audio here from the Black Eyed Peas, one of the biggest selling groups of last decade. And I was really disappointed in the quality of this performance. Listen, from the Black Eyed Peas last night.
I wanna dance with the light. Hey, hey. I wanna rock your body. I wanna go for a ride.
That sounds like he's half asleep. And that guy that keeps yelling is yelling too loud. It's just a terrible performance with the Black Eyed Peas. Now, let me give you a completely different version of music performed last night, different from the Black Eyed Peas. This is Carrie Underwood.
It's just a fool.
A difference in musical styles and live performance, huh?
And an ad comes on, yeah, you know the kind. Flashing up pictures of a child in.
Now, let me play you one more clip here from last night's Idol Gives Back. And this goes back to the 70s, a guy that I used to just idolize as one of the finest guitarists in all of music, Jeff Beck. Was performing with Joss Stone in the classic old blues song, I'll Put a Spell on You. Oh, this is fun. This is fun stuff.
Because you're mine.
Yeah, listen to that guitar.
Just the way I would have done it.
You better stop the things you do.
That's good stuff.
That's Jeff Beck.
That is brilliant. Well, according to a new study, guys with a steady tone of voice, almost a monotone, have a significantly higher number of sex partners than guys who have expressive voices.
I know.
The less your voice wavers, the more you're likely to score, repeatedly, says this study. Experts believe that a monotone voice signals to a woman that a man is strong, powerful, and in control. Comparisons can be made to Clint Eastwood, George Clooney even. Good examples of those who have kind of a monotone voice. And I guess that explains why Ben Stein is such a chick magnet.
Yeah.
And two more women have accused Steven Seagal now of sexual harassment.
Ooh.
One of the women is Ray Charles's granddaughter, Blair Robinson. In court documents, she says that she was hired to be his assistant, but on her first day, she was instructed to give him massages. The second woman also says that Steven Seagal made unwanted sexual advances while she was his employee. This is going to be another thing like Tiger and Jesse James. We're going to have women coming out of the woodwork
right
now. Yeah,
everybody's going to want, pardon the expression, a piece of Steven Seagal.
The expression pardoned. Right back after this quick message.
Learn the Eastern martial art of Aikido with Steven Seagal in this new updated DVD series. As the only Westerner to become an Aikido instructor in Japan, Steven's striking and groping techniques will make you hard to kill and hard to convict. Walking the fine line between Eastern Zen and Western sexual assault, Steven will help you achieve his signature inner piece of ass. With uniquely Seagal moves like the lower crane reach around, you'll be able to hear the sound of one hand clapping every Buddhist booty that ever worked for you. So order the Steven Seagal Aikido DVD today, the only full frontal sexual assault video that will keep you above the law.
That's a whole new kind of inner piece.
Order that to Amazon?
Yeah, you're going to write that down?
Yeah.
Right back in just a second.
Neil Boyd. After a while.